As we head into the new year, the Arkansas Governor's Office is preparing a proposal for a third round of tax cuts. In their analysis of the plan, policy analysts at Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families conclude the wealthiest Arkansans stand to gain the most. Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek has a look at the organization's findings and reaction from the governor's office.
After a first round of tax cuts in 2015 and a second round in 2017, J.R. Davis, the communications director for Governor Asa Hutchinson, says the third round of tax cuts is the governor fulfilling a promise he made 4 years ago.
This has been a focus of Governor Hutchinson since he was elected in 2014. We've always wanted to focus on lowering that income tax rate in Arkansas so we can be competitive with our surrounding states as far as economic development goes. So that's really been the focus, and we have to be able to get that top marginal rate down to be competitive. So this is that third step in the process.
Davis says the initial $100 million in tax cuts in 2015 was aimed at the middle class.
So anyone making between $20,000 and $75,000 received a tax cut of around $500 a family per year.
2 years later, the governor cut another $50 million in taxes.
And this was targeted specifically to lower-income Arkansans between $0 and around $21,000 annually. And in fact, about 120,000 taxpayers in that lowest bracket were taken off the rolls completely.
Davis says between those two tax cuts, more than 90% of Arkansas taxpayers have seen a reduction in their taxes in the last 3.5 years. Now he says it's time to make cuts to the top personal income tax rate, from 6.9% to 5.9%.
When companies look at Arkansas to relocate or expand in our state, one of the things they look at is the income tax rate in our state. When you look at their surrounding states, we're much higher at 6.9% collectively than what they are. So if we can get that under 6%, it immediately makes us more competitive from that perspective.
The proposed cut would be phased in over 4 years, starting with a cut from 6.9% to 6.3% in 2020, should the cuts be approved by the legislature next year. Further cuts would go into effect in 2021, 2022, and 2023. Once the tax cut is in full effect, it's projected to reduce state tax revenue by a little over $190 million a year. That's $40 million more than both the middle and lower income tax cuts combined. Bruno Showers, a senior policy analyst for Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families, says the tax cuts in 2015 and 2017 matter little if the relative tax burden continues to be put on the middle and lower classes.
The bottom 20% of Arkansans have like an over 11% effective tax rate. The top 1% has about a 7% effective tax rate.
Showers says that means Arkansans making less than $18,600 a year pay more than 11% of their income in state and local taxes, while Arkansans making more than $422,400 pay less than 7%.
I guess my question is, what is the meaning, like how meaningful is it that you pursued some minor tax cuts for them if they still are paying a higher effective tax rate?
According to the Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy, the lowest 20% of taxpayers would receive just 1% of the governor's proposed tax cut pie, while middle-income taxpayers would get 7%. The top 5% of taxpayers who make over $199,000 would see 65% of the benefits from the tax cut. Meanwhile, the top 1% would walk away with 46% of the pie. That's why Bruno Showers says tax cuts on lower-income Arkansans are not enough.
You know, to the extent that we're looking at tax relief, we think that we should be pursuing more targeted relief for lower-income folks that are really already, I mean, based on our analysis, they have a higher effective tax rate. You know, the higher up in income you go in Arkansas, the lower your effective tax rate is.
Showers says Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families would like to see the governor's office or the legislature consider a state-level earned income tax credit.
The chances of there being no tax cut are less than zero. So to the extent that we foresee that coming, we really think that there has to be something in here for low and moderate income Arkansans, just because they already pay such a disproportionate share of taxes.
Showers says Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families is also concerned further tax cuts mean less money in the state budget for critical programs used to help lower-income residents.
There's just so many different things in the budget that we can see pressure being placed from these tax cuts because, I mean, we're talking about, once they're fully phased in, we're talking about $200 million yearly can reduce state revenue, you know? That's not a small number.
But J.R. Davis says the governor's record speaks for itself.
All of these tax cuts have taken place without cutting any services, and that's the plan moving forward.
Davis says Arkansas's economy is growing and supporting the tax cuts that have been made over the last few years.
When we reduced the income tax rate by $100 million in 2015, we've actually seen income tax growth as far as people paying income tax since that time, which means more people are moving into work, the economy is growing, and so we've seen the economy sort of provide that additional revenue when we actually cut that $100 million to begin with.
Davis says the governor's office fully expects that economic growth to continue, and they plan to find savings by paring down the state's 42 cabinet agencies down to 15 through Hutchinson's government transformation proposal.
If you look at some of the efficiencies we've already done, just the one merger from Rural Services into the Arkansas Economic Development Commission, at the time, I think it was forecasted we'd save somewhere around $10 million over 5 years. Well, we're less than 4 years in, and we've already topped that forecast.
Davis acknowledges there are examples of tax cuts gone wrong, specifically just to the north in Kansas. The state cut taxes by nearly 25% for the highest income rates in 2012, but 5 years later restored its tax rates when the state ended up with $700 million in revenue losses. Davis says the situation in Arkansas is very different. The Revenue Stabilization Act means the state can only spend what it takes in. The governor's tax cuts are not as aggressive, and they'll be phased in over time.
This isn't a lump sum. We're not doing all this at once. We're saying, look, how can we do this in the most responsible manner, and in order to make sure that we're growing at a consistent rate here in the state of Arkansas, as far as the economy goes. And we're not doing all this once to sort of cut our nose off to spite our face like we've seen in some other states. This is a responsible approach.
But Bruno Schauer says he's concerned by one of the assessments of the governor's proposal made by a consultant with the Bureau of Legislative Research. The assessment released in August states that if state government spending reductions are used entirely to finance an income tax cut, the state's economy and population will shrink as a result.
If you look at both sides of the accounting equation, both the spending and the revenue, they showed that actually we suffer on all of those metrics, jobs, gross state product, labor force, unemployment rates, all those things. The tax plan is actually a net negative for the state. The only way that you can kind of pitch it as a increasing productivity and all those other things is if you kind of ignore the fact that we have to cut on the spending side as well.
J.R. Davis says the governor's office is working in conjunction with the Arkansas Legislative Tax Reform and Relief Task Force on this latest tax cut proposal. And while they will have to find consensus on how to implement the changes, there's already vocal support from the legislature.
As we've done in the past, there will be a bill filed, and obviously we feel like we'll have the votes, and when that gets to the governor's desk, he'll sign it. And then at the end of the legislative session, you have the process, as I mentioned before, the Revenue Stabilization Act, and that will be, you know, that's already part of the governor's budget, but you'll see that in the RSA, and then once that's signed, that basically allocates that funding moving forward in the next fiscal year.
Lawmakers will return to Little Rock to start their regular legislative session January 14th. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Susanna Sitek.
The governor's proposal also includes reducing the three income tax tables under current law to a single table with three brackets and three tax rates, as well as tripling the standard deduction. And disclaimer time. That story from Susanna included comments from Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families, and my wife, Laura, is the director of the Northwest Arkansas office for that organization. I had nothing to do with the assigning, writing, or editing of the story.